You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
I recall a story, a night of love and glory, a night that left my heart romantic scars. We stood so near to heaven that I reached clear to heaven and gathered you a handful of stars. Sweet remembered hour when love began to flower with moonlight through the trees like silver bars. And as the moon grew older, I reached across your shoulder and gathered you a handful of stars. I placed my fingertips upon your lips and stars fell in your eyes. Moon glow made a halo of your hair. Suddenly you looked at me and dreams began to rise. Oh, what things unspoken trembled in the air. Our hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting. Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars. Hearts were madly beating, and then our lips were meeting, and Venus seemed to melt right into Mars. Then, while we stood caressing, blue heaven sent a blessing, a shower of a handful of stars.
That called Jack Lawrence and the orchestra. Tune by Ted Shapiro. Here's Tony.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. The wind is filled with songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. Days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of so many stars. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song star, which one to choose, which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of all, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, so many stars, so many stars, so many stars.
Eric Coates and his orchestra. Music, including Pomp and Circumstance. How about some poetry? From the guy who wrote it, Robert Frost. Temperature at our Radio Park studio is now 8 degrees above zero. The good news, it's almost February.
Stopping by woods on a snowy evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
On the couch and getting plowed. Game days are just the pits. He scratches himself and spits, hanging around to watch a bunch of goons fall down. NFL Sundays always make me frown. I wish his friends would learn to wipe their shoes. Someone should mow the lawn.
Take the garbage
out. I'm feeling like it's third and long. They jump up and down, acting like a bunch of clowns. NFL Sundays always get me down. Seems a pretty stupid thing to do. They sit there staring just like zombies.
It really bugs me.
Pizza boxes scattered across the floor. I'm gonna have to rag them out. Beer bottles all about.
Tell her I loved her. It's funny how they're all so clear today. And when her face was burning with sadness and yearning, I don't know why I turned my eyes away. But it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you would play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. Was so alive with all her feelings and longings. I saw the spark of danger in her eyes. Well, how would it have hurt me if I'd turned back and held her? A moment passes, something lovely dies, but it's so easy looking at the game the morning after, adding up the kisses and the laughter, knowing how you'd play it if the chance to play it over ever came. But then a Monday morning quarterback never lost a game. Yes, it's easier to win it when you know you never play it quite the same. But then this Monday morning quarterback never lost again.
'81, Francis Albert. Don Costa. Pam Olin wrote that for him. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. All our programs are podcast. You look it up at civicmedia.us. There we are on the bottom of that listing. Podcasts. Thank you. New Zealand Jazz Orchestra, great arrangement of Rainy Days and Mondays. Danny Kaye.
Life could not better be, better be, better be. It could not possibly, no sirrah, sirrah, sirree. Songs could not gayer be, sound your do, re o mi, re mi fa sol la si, fa la la la, follow me. Why be gloomy? Cut thy nose off to spite thy face. Listen to me. A nose is hard to replace. Skies could not bluer be. Hearts in love truer be. I'd say for you or me. Life couldn't possibly, not even probably, life couldn't possibly better be. Life could not better be. On a medieval spree, knights full of chivalry, villains full of villainy. You'll see as you suspect, maidens fair in silks bedecked, each tried and true affect, for the umpteenth time we resurrect. We did research, authenticity was a must. Zeus, did we search, and what did we find? A lot of dust. After the dust had cleared, half the cast had a beard, and I'm the one, as you can see, for whom the bell tolls merrily. We asked Shakespeare and Francis Bacon, would they declare which one wrote this? And they both said, get out of there. Which brings us to the plot. Plot we've got quite a lot. As it unfolds, you'll see what starts like a scary tale ends like a fairy tale. And life couldn't possibly better be.
Danny Kaye, now his wife wrote the lyrics to that. And Sylvia Fine, that is. And Sammy Kahn jumped in. Remember Bob Crane of Hogan's Heroes? He had a big band, and was it good? Bob played the drums. Here they are, the Danny Kaye theme on the Music of the Stars.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, Danny Kaye and Shirley Jones.
The story of man and woman throughout the universe says man has always had woman, for better or for worse.
They've got the battle of sexes, and it's always been a curse. Just why they stuck together is the subject of my verse. Let's blame it on love, blame it on kisses, Mr. and Mrs. playing a game. Since our time began, heaven knows woman was meant for man, and love is the thing to blame. From a place that's called Verona comes a story of renown. There lived a gal named Juliet, the happiest gal in town, till she ran off with Romeo to choose her wedding gown. What she ever saw in him was never handed down.
Let's blame it on love, blame it on wedlock, call it a deadlock, ain't it a shame? Every time the tension mounts, every gal must know what counts, and love is the thing.
Samson was a fella, strong as any bear, until he met Delilah, a beautiful lady fair. Well, he didn't have a worry, and he didn't have a care. But Delilah started trouble when she got in Samson's hair.
Let's blame it on love, blame it on passion, blame it on fashion, but never the same. And that's the story, that's the tale. Every female, every male blames love. Nothing but love. Crazy old love. It's the thing to blame.
Here's Marge Champion from Three for the Show.
There's a someone I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. A little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need some.
Watch over me.
Hi. Wasn't that exciting about man versus woman? Now, isn't that a page out of real life? You don't have to read your newspapers. All you have to do is watch the show. We'll tell you everything that happens in real life. Man versus woman. Oh, it's remarkable, the things that come out of real life problems and trials and fantasies and love. You know, while they were writing all this, you know, Billy Barnes wrote this trial thing, and they were doing a lot of research on love, and there are a lot of fairy tales that are connected with love.
Is still a kiss, a sigh is still a sigh, the fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, time goes by. Full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory.
And love. You know, while they were writing all this, you know, Billy Barnes wrote this trial thing, and they were doing a lot of research on love, and there are a lot of fairy tales that are connected with love. There was a marvelous fairy tale. There's one fairy tale about a lovely young princess was walking through the woods, and she suddenly heard boom, boom. And what do you think it was? Huh? Yes, it was. It was a frog. And this frog jumped around and he went. And she said, well, I don't think so. And he said, you know, you can swallow your tongue doing that. Anyway, this little frog jumped up on her shoulder and he said, he told her that he was really a prince, but that he was put under a spell by a wicked witch. And the only way that he could break this spell was to sleep on the satin pillow of a princess. And the princess thought about this for a while. She sort of thought, well, you know, what have we got to lose? And she took the little frog back to her castle and she put him on her little satin pillow in her bedroom. And lo and behold, when the morning sun came up, out of her door stepped the handsome young prince with this lovely princess. And do you know, to this day, her folks still don't believe that story.
Frog with a cord and he did ridin'. Frog with a cord and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side. He went down to Missy Mousy's door. Went down to Missy Mousy's door where he had been many, many times before. Missy Mouse, are you within? Missy Mouse, are you within? Yes, kind sir, I sit and spin. Took Missy Mouse up on his knee. Took Missy Mouse up on his knee, said, Missy Mouse, will you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I wouldn't marry the president. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides, think his niece would be a bride. When Uncle Rat gave his consent, when Uncle Rat gave his consent, the weasel wrote the publishment. Next came in was a bumblebee. Next came in was a bumblebee, danced a jig with a two-leg flea. The owl did hoot and the birds they sang. The owl did hoot and the birds they sang, and through the woods the music rang. Where will the wedding breakfast be? Where will the wedding breakfast be? He went down yonder in a hollow tree. What will the wedding breakfast be? What will the wedding breakfast be? Two green beans and a black-eyed pea. They all went sailing across the lake. All went sailing across the lake and got swallowed up by a big black snake. There's bread and cheese upon the shelf. There's bread and cheese upon the shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
Burl Ives, of course. Music of the Stars. We're going to be off the air for a couple of stations. You can join us on civicmedia.us after 11.
There will be snowflakes dancing, ponies prancing at the sleigh, sweethearts gliding down the hillside and away. Punch bowl brimming, silver trimming on a tree. Whirling from the pond, Mustang.
scheming hack to persuade us not to retire.
Down the way, let the storm blow wild. You'll be warm as a feral child.
While we dream through the night, by the dim ember's light.
Everybody, the Civic Media Radio Network with the music of the stars.
Winter settles soft and slow on Waukesha's quiet streets. Breath hangs bright like silver bells where frost and footsteps meet. In Oshkosh, snow drifts high along the river's frozen line. The sky a pale enamel bowl, the air as sharp as pine.
Ripon wakes to steeple chimes, muffled by falling white. Each sound wrapped warm in woolen hours of short December light. Up north in Hayward, stars cut clear through midnight's iron cold. While lakes lie locked in crystal sleep, both patient, deep, and old.
Mary hums with stovetop heat and windows glowing gold. A town held close by winter tales that beg to all be told. And Baldwin tires hiss on roads of packed and polished snow, where headlights stitch the darkness as the long nights ebb and go. Glassy skin, two currents dreaming quietly of spring, they'll run again. And Racine feels like Michigan, breath frost along the shore, waves ringing ice like chimes against a wide enduring door. From south to north, from town to town, the cold draws every line. A map of snow and amber light. This winter, Wisconsin
of the stars. And we're going to be back in a moment, except on a couple of stations on the network that go elsewhere. But if you want to continue listening, just check in at civicmedia.us. Thanks for being here, everybody. The music of the stars. With a couple of surprises. And we're podcast at civicmedia.us. Look for shows, scroll down. I'm Lou Vergani. Stick around, be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.